What's up, everyone? Aaron Negler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on Sunday afternoon after day 8 of Packers camp, 7th practice with the Packers in full pads. Today, a very long, hot affair. Lots to get to, lots to talk about. Good to see everyone joining us in the comment section, including, of course, Big B is here, Mr. Diehard himself. David starts us off with a pressing question. Negler, quick question. Are the Green Bay Packers the best damn franchise in sports human history? I'll take my answer off the air. Yes, of course they are. That even needs to be said. It's one of those self-evident truths we hear so much about. Good afternoon, Brett. How are you? Can we get the Earl Thomas no out of the way early? No. There you go. Gave it to you guys this morning on Twitter, but I'll give it to you again here on the old chat. Good to see everybody. Kevin, Andrew, how are you? Buddy, what is a delay play? Oh, that's a good question. I was jokingly talking about, or I wasn't, the defense was joking, the defensive coaches and players at the start of 2 minute were yelling, draw, 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 which is a play where the quarterback goes back as if he is going to pass and the offensive line pass sets. And then he brings down the ball and the running back basically tries to run what is called a draw. And they didn't run a full-on draw to start 2 minute, but they did run a delay, which is the quarterback does a bit of a motion as though he's going to drop back, and then there's a beat, and then he hands it off. So it's a little different, but it was kind of funny that it is like one of the most cliched ways to start a two-minute drill, and the defense pretty much called it. Dylan, thanks so much. Max, how are you? Wisconsin sports fan, how are you, buddy? How you doing? Cheesehead TV regular. Joan, hello. Welcome. Thanks for joining us. Is Green Bay going with Love no matter what, or if he doesn't show what is needed to stay as a number two, hoping Green Bay doesn't let A-Rod go and end up being the 1970s Packers? Woo, a lot going on there. Why worry about that? The Packers are on the field, man. We're just like hanging on to try and get a 2020 season. Let's focus on that. Because look, Jordan Love, regardless of if he balls out in the summer or has problems or doesn't look great, none of it matters. Tim Boyle is going to be the number two. So, I mean, the Green Bay Packers have the best possible situation when it comes to the quarterback position. They have a two-time MVP Super Bowl winning quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. They have Tim Boyle, who is rounding into his own and has looked absolutely fantastic so far this summer. And then they have a first-round pick who doesn't even need to play, doesn't even need to be counted on. He can literally just learn in a pressure-free environment. It is 100%, 1 billion percent what you want. Don't worry about it. All is well. I hope we can just get to the opener. I mean, we had a bit of a scare today with the Jersey testing site coming back with all those false positives. Bit of a scare ripple through the NFL for the teams that utilize that facility, the Packers being one of them. But as Matt said in his availability after the call, it didn't sound like anybody was affected. They took care of it and practice kept on trucking ahead. Nick, hey Nags, you think with no fans this year, they sell stock again for revenue? Mark Murphy was actually asked this earlier this offseason. They're actually not allowed to. The league has guidelines. Even though, you know, because of the Packers, obviously very special circumstances and or situation, the league does have guidelines about when and what for the Packers are allowed to sell stock. And generally, it is often for some kind of to fund some kind of new physical endeavor. Not always, but mostly now is what those have to be used for. So while there's undoubtedly going to be a revenue shortfall, the Packers are not allowed to utilize that. To utilize a stock sale to kind of fill the coffers, so to speak. So it's a good question. I think a lot of people probably have it. But like I said, Murphy addressed it. I think it was at the shareholders meeting this year. Jennifer, how are you? Cheers, Aaron Crown Royal Apple. All right. Well, I'm having a little spotted cow myself. So salut. Any word on Wagner? Nothing. Just that he's hurt. He didn't participate today. During camp, it's really hard to get any kind of updates on injuries, because the coaching staff is not required to give us any info. So that's why we don't know what's up with Zadarius. We don't know why Jair has been sitting out. And I haven't gotten any word as far as if there's even anything serious with Wagner. I know it was his left arm that they were looking at Thursday, but outside of that, that's all I can tell you. Kevin, Kamal Martin, he's going to be an issue, man. He's going to get on the field. That kid is fun to watch, and he arrives in a bad mood, ready to blow stuff up. He has put together two really strong training camp practices. Now, that's all they are, a couple strong training camp practices. But I tell you what, the one big question, anybody who watched me over the summer knows that my one big question with him was his physicality. Would he be able to translate it to the NFL? And so far, again, it's very early, but so far, he has not shied away from anything when it comes to, you know, taking on guys in the run game, getting up, mixing it up, sticking his nose in there. Today, he absolutely decimated Josiah DeGuara, who was the lead back in a run to the right, sent him to the ground like he was a rag doll. It was one of those plays that you just kind of go, oh, okay. And then at the end of practice, the vets were excused, although they all stuck around and watched. And then all the young players, rookies, second-year players, et cetera, stuck around and basically did some 11-on-11 with what was close to live tackling. Now, it was still dialed back a little bit. And it was actually a bit of a mess overall. But Kamal, again, showed up there, tackle for loss, that he absolutely exploded. You heard the pads just pop. And then he got up howling. He is ready to go, man. He is ready to go. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. Does Josh Jackson's turnaround make King expendable? Not this year, it doesn't. 1,000% no. Does it give them leverage when dealing with King in negotiations? Maybe. It's still very early, though. I wouldn't make any kind of assumptions and or plans around what Josh Jackson has done the first 5 days, 6 days, whatever, of practice. He's looked good. He's got a good start, but let's not get crazy. Long way to go. Lots of ball game left. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Better chance the Packers have a top 10 offense or a top 5 defense? Whew. Lofty goals, Andrew. Lofty goals. Of those two, I'm going to say top 5 offense. That's just me. Are the Vikings letting in fans week 1? I don't think so, but I haven't seen an official announcement on that. Somebody may have that information for you. Both Packers Daily and Extra Cheese on a Sunday. Is this a dream? Way to go. Thanks, Javier. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, I told you guys when I came here, if there's a practice, I'll be having chats before and after every single practice. So thank you, but that's why I'm here. If Boyle had showed this type of promise last year, do the Packers take Love in the first round this year? Probably. Love's ceiling is way higher than Tim Boyle's. Do you like the look of our offense better under center or in shotgun? I don't really care either way, as long as they move the football. Seems to be a point of emphasis early on, although they are installing, so that's probably why, to get a lot of that play action work out of under center. You've seen Rodgers do a bunch of it so far. A lot of deep in cuts, seam routes, things of that nature. I don't really have a preference. And I know some people probably do. I just don't really care. Next, how's your visit so far? It's been great. I've been a ball. Been a good time going to practice, yucking it up, talking to people. It's been good. So far, so good. I got another week, though. I could screw it all up. Trust me. If there's anyone who has the capacity to ruin a good time, it's this guy. If a couple players step up, the D could be great this year. Your thoughts, Brandy? That's very true. I think that's true most seasons, though. You know, they certainly will be counting on development from younger guys like Josh Jackson, as we've talked about a lot. And undoubtedly, they're going to look for Oren Burks to play more and contribute a lot more. You know, those players, including, you know, Savage and Gary, you throw all those guys in the mix and they start taking the steps you expect them to, they very well could have a impressive defense. Skip 55, thanks for the super chat. Saw a screenshot of Madden 21 with Rodgers and Love both in the same free agency class. Tim Boyle really about to steal these guys' jobs this summer. Ooh, baby, I am looking forward to getting home so I can play some Madden, the new Madden. That'll be exciting. How do the Smiths look? Last year you were drooling. I'm still drooling. Although it's only been Preston lately. Z hasn't practiced in like 4 days, I think. But I tell you what, Gary stepped right in. I wrote about it in my notes today. He's making the most of that opportunity. There was a sequence when they did Red Zone that ended the Vets part of practice. He had three straight rushes where he was absolutely in the backfield like that, pass rushes. And the second one, he did a great job of setting up Bakhtiari outside and then slipped inside. That was heady stuff from the second year guy against a perennial all-pro left tackle. I'm telling you, man, Rashawn Gary's coming. It's exciting. Next, GZTV should make hype videos. I would love that. Well, you know, we've made one. We made one this offseason after I got sick of everyone talking about how bad the draft was. Go check out This Is Your Team. Cody kicked the ever-loving hell out of that one. But maybe, I don't know, Cody, if you're watching, make hype videos. The people are demanding it. There you go. How has overall team energy slash mood been with the weird state of everything? From a happy Bayern fan. Jack, I'll bet you're happy. Congratulations to Bayern. Was it 6-time champions of Europe? It was a fun match. I think the first half into the kind of first 10 minutes of the second half was fun. And then I think it was just a complete overmatch after that. But yeah, great match. Overall team energy and mood, it's been good. I mean, you really wouldn't even know once they get out on the football field that anything's going on. You know, I have no doubt I haven't been inside Lambeau as far as the offices go, where we usually get to see the media auditorium, the locker room, stuff like that. I'm not privy to any of that, so I can't really say there. But on the football field, on the practice field, I think that's the one place on this earth where these guys can absolutely 1,000% get away from everything and not even think about it. So it's weird in the sense that there are no fans, the tarps are up, but the action on the field is just like any other summer, really. Dustin, with this cap situation, keeping Russ Ball around is looking like the best move Goody has made so far as GM. Well, don't get it twisted, Dustin. It wasn't his call. He is on equal footing with Gutekunst. That's one of the things that Mark Murphy did when he removed Ted Thompson. Gutekunst and on the flow chart, the organizational chart for the Packers on the football side, Russ Ball and Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur are all on the same level, and they all report to Mark Murphy. It's a new world in Green Bay. That's, you know, I know it's odd because we're all so used to Ron Wolf and then Ted Thompson, but it's very different now. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Ed West or Mercedes Lewis? Whoo, baby, don't make me choose between my children. Ed West, got to go with the toolbox. I love me, big dog. Love me, big dog. But come on, how can you not go with Ed West? It's going to be 12's luck that the 1 year with no fans, we get the NFC Championship at Lambeau. Hey, who knows? By the time the NFC Championship game comes along, maybe we're in a better spot. I'm hoping. I know that's probably not going to happen. Legless, what's up, buddy? If Aaron Jones was a rug, would he tie the team together? Well played, Lenny Lebowski. Well played. You need a toe? I can get you a toe with polish. How do you think the addition of Jerry Gray and the progression of the secondary will affect the way Mike Pettine goes about planning for high-powered offenses? That's a good question. I'm not quite sure what effect Gray will have on game planning and things of that nature, but I will tell you what, he is absolutely making his presence felt. If you talk to anybody in the defensive backfield, every single one of them mentions his energy, his acumen when it comes to teaching the game, the mental side of the game. He is all up in their grill after every drill, during the team stuff, shouting. I mean, he's more demonstrative than pretty much any coach I can remember in a really long time. Maybe Turgevac, but it's been a while in Green Bay since we had a guy like as active as Gray is at practice. He is 1,000%. Every day I come out, I'm usually the first one in because I want to get all the way down, set up my spot when the quarterbacks come out. But he is always there. First guy out, first coach out there, setting up his stuff, talking to his assistants about what he wants from each drill. And then as soon as his guys get out on the field, he's after them. And not in a, you know, not in a bad way, not in a you're doing it wrong kind of way, just encouraging, telling them what's up, like what you can do better. Yeah, I tell you, man, he is an absolute shot in the arm for the defense, no question. Are you seeing enough out of the scheme slash linebackers to operate out of the dime more often, or is it too soon to tell? Brandy, it's probably too soon to tell, but I'll say this. The amount of talent on the field, the amount of talent they have available to them to roll out throughout different sub packages is noticeably better. And if, you know, that includes obviously the maturation and development so far of Josh Jackson, what we've seen from Gary, Raven Green being back out in the field, just the rotation at the safety position. Oren Burks has really stepped up. I'm telling you, it gives Mike Pettine a lot more to work with rather than, and I think he tried to couch this answer when I asked him earlier this spring, but, you know, I asked, is the all the dime, they played way more dime than anybody in the league last year. How much of that is driven by his preference for it and how much of it is driven by personnel? You know, and he said the cliched coach thing, which I totally expected. But, you know, this year, I think he's got a little bit more to work with. So it will be interesting to see if he continues at that clip of putting so many defensive backs on the field. And it wouldn't hurt if guys like, you know, Trayvon Hester and Kingsley Keke stepped it up as well, because then you can really start playing with gas up front. You think Jair is going to be better at catching the ball this year? I hope so. He said he was. When we met and we talked to him a couple weeks ago, he talked about, you know, the lack of interceptions and what he needed to do better, and he just said, catch it. He knows. You know, the guys know. It's not lost on them. Let the training camp beard grow after camp is over. Eh, I don't know, Travis. This is just pure laziness, being away from home. I think I'll shave when I get home. I don't know. We'll see. Do you think Begleton ends up making the team? I don't know, Bethany. That's a long way away from being figured out. I tell you what, he's looked good. He hasn't looked like he doesn't belong. I'll absolutely give him that. I've only been privy to one kind of live special teams practice session, and that was in Lambeau on Thursday. And he was in the mix, and that's all you can ask. He's gotta be on some teams. If he can make some teams, some special teams units, then he's got a shot. But it's so hard to tell right now because we haven't seen them do any. But you know, as we get further along in camp, I think we'll have a better idea. Heyo, first time watching on Twitter. What's up, Medlock Down? How you doing? Turned on my live notifications. Oh, well, that was your first mistake. How's EQ coming along? He's looking good. He's looking good. He's looking solid. He's looking like he's picking up right where he left off last summer. Big, solid possession guy who's always going to be there for you and not afraid to get dirty in the run game. Like just the kind of wide receiver the Packers love. Brewers up by one. I know. I saw. I'm going to finish here in a couple minutes and watch the end. Hey, Nags, did you miss my super chat earlier? Andy, I probably did. I'm sorry, buddy. There it is. Nags. Can you talk about the defensive packages that include Rashawn Gary and Raven Green? Curious what those look like and how often they'll play. Andy, I would love to, but Packers PR is right across the street and will shoot me dead. All right. I kind of exaggerate, only slightly. But, yeah, no, I'm not allowed to talk about it. Seriously, I'm not joking. I am not. That is specifically something I'm not allowed to talk about. I apologize. I will say Rashawn Gary had a fantastic practice today, and Raven Green has been very, very solid. I wouldn't say he's picked up right where he left off, though I don't think that's, you know, surprising given that, you know, he was off for a long time with an injury. But no, he looks good. Do you think any Packers games will have fans this year? See, now, okay, if I say yes, then, you know, come December when nobody is ever in the stands, everyone go, ha ha, you said yes. And then if I say no, it's, oh, you're rooting for the virus. And I know that's not you, but like that's online in general. So all I can do is take it as the Packers take it. And right now they've taken it the first two games. No. After that, we'll find out. Asking in my gut, my heart, my soul, though, I'd be absolutely shocked if there are fans in the stands for any football games this fall. Why are there so many Brazilian Packers fans? The colors? I won't know about that, but I will say they are as passionate and as ravenous as any Packers fans I've ever met. There is a whole contingent of Brazilian Packers fans that are absolutely brilliant. They bring it. They carry the G, no doubt about it. Do we need more consistency out of Lowry? Yes, 100%. And look, to Dean's credit, he mentioned it when we talked to him last week. He knows. He knows he had an up and down year last year. There are things about his game he's trying to work on, and I don't doubt for a second we'll get a better performance out of him this season. I do think it will be interesting to see how much the rotation changes if Trayvon Hester comes along, Kingsley Keke kicks it up a notch. Who knows? We'll see if he's part of that rotation or if he continues to stay on the field most of the time. How's Runyon looking? Good. Very good. He's playing kind of all over the line, a bunch of different positions. He's looking like a little bit like his dad. Will LaFleur incorporate more no huddle into the offense? Well, you know, Daniel, Rodgers really wanted them to last year, and they never really got to it. I know we asked Matt about it this summer, or actually this spring, and he did say that they wanted to do more of it, some of it. Haven't seen any evidence of it yet, but it is still very early. As I asked Corey Linsley about it, and he said it's usually something that gets put in at the towards the end of camp. So that would be probably in 2 weeks or so. So we'll see. Any chance the Packers pursue Earl Thomas? No. All right, and with that, I'm going to go. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out. Hey, and let me give a shout-out to our partners over there at the official Green Bay Packers yearbook. Go to packersyearbook.com. Use code CHTVBOOK and get your official Green Bay Packers yearbook arriving at your doorstep September 1st. Oh, hey, got one last super chat. Jake, Lazard looking solid. That is probably the perfect word. He hasn't made any eye-popping catches or plays, but he is absolutely down in and down out. Been the guy we saw last year. Obviously, we're hoping that we see a little bit more development as the summer goes, but picking up right where he left off, and that's not terrible. So please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel. And if you really want to help what Cheesehead TV does, including sending me to Green Bay for 2 weeks so I can do two chats a day, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon page, patreon.com/CheeseheadTV. It really supports everything we do. But in lieu of that, please just hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.